Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today over the telephone, I have Huntington City Mayor Leonard Norton. And it's getting to be that time of year. You know, we finally got some nice weather happening. We're going to talk about secondary water, when they're going to turn that on. Town cleanup is going on. And of course, you know, we'll have a few construction projects coming up this summer as far as sidewalks and things. We'll kind of talk about that for just a little bit. And then we got to start talking already about Heritage Days going on over there in Huntington for the 4th of July, as it always is a great celebration over there. Mayor Norton, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for the opportunity to talk with you.
So I guess we'll start off with, how are things going in Huntington right now?
We're going pretty good, you know. Got through the winter. It wasn't too bad. Not too many problems. Now we're getting ready for spring and getting everybody's yards ready to go, picking up branches you put on the streets and that. And our secondary water will be getting turned on here next day or so. People should start having that come to their houses by the time we get all the lines filled and all the brakes fixed and stuff. But
so you've got that going on. And sounds like this year, from everything that I've heard and seen and talked about, sounds like we're in a pretty good water situation this year.
From what I've been told, and being up on the mountain, it looks like we're going to have a very nice water year this year, better than we have in the last couple.
That's always good. And you know, whenever they start to fill and spill as far as the reservoirs up there go, it's always a good sign, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So we're looking forward to that. And then you also mentioned citywide cleanup is going on as well.
Yep, we have cleanup going on right now. So if you're, you know, if you do any trimming of your trees and you put the branches on the road, we'll get out, we'll go out once a week, go through the city and try to get them all picked up and moved away from the people, so they, those that don't have a way to get to get them up there, well, we can get them picked up for them.
And that's always good. Another good thing to do about this time of year is, you know, if you know you've got a neighbor that is maybe elderly or has mobility issues and things like that, maybe offer to go over and help them and get it ready and make the town pretty for spring and summer for everybody to come and see, right?
Oh, most definitely. We always encourage our citizens to help those that are in need and can't get out. And like you said, our elderly, to make sure that we can help them or get help, find somebody that we can get help to them to get their yards taken care of for them. Because, you know, everybody likes a nice yard, and if we can each help everybody to do it, then it just makes everything look nicer in the city.
Most definitely. It's a good call there. And Huntington is one of those cities that everybody just wants to chip in and help out everybody. So you have your opportunities, get out there and get to them. And then you wanted to talk just briefly, I mean, not a lot, because nothing, it sounds like, is set in stone as far as construction projects, sidewalk projects, and things like that.
No, yeah, we've got a couple of little areas. We're going to put some more sidewalk in this spring, and then Special Service District has a few projects that they're going to do. But, yeah, they'll be starting to gear up here in the next month or so, and keep your eyes out for construction going around through the city to make sure everybody's safe in that.
Be ready for that one. And then we'll wrap up, because, you know, it seems like it is, but it's really not that far away, and talk about the Heritage Day celebration that's going to be coming up. You've got the date set, you said, and you've got some entertainment that you've kind of already started talking to and getting signed in?
Yep, we have our dates. It's the 3rd and 4th this year, Monday, Tuesday. Our rodeo will be that weekend before. I think it's the weekend of the 23rd, 24th of June. We'll have our rodeo. And then the 3rd and 4th, we'll have our Heritage Day celebration. We'll have a parade on the 4th, and we'll have entertainment both days and, you know, good food and everything.
And it's always fun. And the last couple of years you've done it, you said you're going to stick with the program as far as being over at the middle school for some of it. You said gives you more room. Is that what it is?
Yeah, we'll be up in the middle school again. It's more room. It gives us we can add more entertainment, a little more spread out for people to do and that. It's so far with the school district and the school, it's been a good partnership, and we're planning on doing it again this year.
All right. So once again, get ready for that fun coming up the 3rd and 4th of July, and we'll talk more about Heritage Days and the rodeo and everything the closer that it gets. Mayor Norton, thank you so much for taking out a few minutes today and kind of bringing us up to speed on what's going on over there in Huntington. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a good day.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.